There ought to be a little more noise than that in here. For this is another day the Lord has made. Our job is to rejoice and be glad that he let you be in today. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And the psalmist said, let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord. Anybody out there breathing? Hallelujah. If you're breathing, you qualify. Hallelujah. We praise God for yet another day. The 54th day of the year. He has allowed us to be here. Hallelujah. Because a lot of people has gone from this place since January 1. But tell two people, I'm still here. Okay. Are you glad to be here? In spite of everything that's going on, you're still glad to be here? Hallelujah. Because if you want to be in the day, you're going to have to put up with the things that come with the day. That's all a part of the day. And the only way to escape it is to be gone from out of this place. Hallelujah. So just give God glory for all the things he continued to do in our lives. Hallelujah. We give God glory and honor and praise to God the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, who has allowed us to come together one more time. Taking us, brought us some snow, and then took it away. That's a good God. Didn't have to get the shovel none. He did all the shoving for us. Hallelujah. We got to enjoy seeing it. And didn't have to work to get it out. Hallelujah. So we praise God for a good God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God for our presider, Dr. Lewis. And to all Minister Smithson. And to all other preachers in the house, we praise God for you. To every officer of the Church of God, we praise God for you. Everybody else is a lay person, so we praise God for you as well. Because everybody is special. Everybody is somebody. Everybody's precious. Hallelujah. And you are very special because there's only one of you. All right? There might be some wannabe lights, but they ain't you. There may be a lookalike, but it still ain't you. Hallelujah. Praise God. There's only one of you. And when you're gone, there won't be no more. So you are very, very special and highly favored of God himself. So highly favored that he gave up his son that we could live. That makes you very, very special. And don't let nobody pull you down to thinking anything else. Hallelujah. What time is it? Good news time. God's word is good news. And it's good news in this bad news world. Text is found in Philippians, 4th chapter, and beginning with this B clause part of verse 11. Father, in the name of Jesus, standing here yielded spiritual man, mental man, physical man. Call on you because we need you. For we need to hear from on high. Send a word of enrichment and empowerment. Send a word of deliverance, joy, and peace. Send a word that calls us to be more like you and less like ourselves. Hide me now behind the cross and let your son Jesus shine forth. In the name of Jesus we pray, less of me and more of you. Help me to be all you have me to be. Now let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer, and the people of God say amen. Are we there? Verse 11, starting at this B clause. For I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased and I know how to abound. Everywhere in all things I am instructed to both to be full and to be hungry, both to be abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Tell somebody sitting near you, said, Jesus and I, we got this. Jesus and I, we got it. Okay. You're able to come out on top in every adverse situation that comes your way. And just as sure as you're living, you're going to run into some problems. You're going to run into some trials. You're going to run into some tribulations. That's the word has already told us that. And the word does not lie. Whatever the word says, it shall come to pass. So, no need of trying to avoid these things. We just need to face them head on. Knowing that Jesus and I, we got it. And as long as I have Jesus on my side, I got the victory. All right, Paul said, we are more than conquerors. Even if we're just a conqueror, that's the victory. But he gives us more than just being a conqueror. He makes us extraordinary. We're able to do, in man's sight, things that seemingly to be impossible. As long as you got Jesus. Things happen in our lives. Man born of a woman is of a few days. And those few days are full of trouble. Now, doesn't mean that you're going to get all the trouble that's in the day, but you'll get your share. There will be times when you have a good day, when nothing seems to go wrong, and then you got other days that seem like the whole world's caving in on you. But whether it's good or whether it's get bad to you, you got it. As long as you have Jesus on your side. One writer said, if God be for us, who can be against us? We're more than those that be against us. All right? And so we just got to keep that in mind and be reminded. Him saying brings about the black history. If we don't keep it in mind, we forget it. So you got to keep it in mind so that you know what's already done. I don't need to be repeating it. I can move on forward to do what I need to do to keep it going on. We got it. Tell your neighbor, we got it. Okay. That is, when we say we, we're talking about Jesus and me. We got it. Now, but most of the time we just say, I got it. And we leave Jesus out. But yet we call him the head of my life. We say, I give honor to God who is the head of my life. They don't realize what they're saying when they say that. You're saying a whole mouthful. If he's the head of your life, you will do what he said, seek him first. Before you do anything, you will consult Jesus. If he's the head of your life. We want to make sure we're going to be following his instruction. Let not your heart be troubled. See, we let our hearts get troubled before we even think about Jesus. If we're on guard and but our hearts keep it from being troubled, we will save ourselves a whole lot of headaches, doctor bills, medication, and everything, and live a little bit longer. But we allow things to happen and allow it to pull us down. One scripture says that don't worry about nothing. Okay? But we worry about just about everything. Okay? But it said don't worry about it. You got to learn what was going on in our lives. Hallelujah. Let's look at 1 Corinthians 10th chapter, verse 13. 1 Corinthians 10th chapter, verse 13. Over there. There had no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. There has not been anything that came up against you negatively that others haven't experienced. You are not the Lone Ranger. You ain't the only one with problems. You ain't the only one got cares. You're not the only one that may be seem like everybody has neglected you. You're not the only one that don't think everybody love you or anything. There is a common practice among mankind. And you ain't the first one, and you won't be the last. All right? And why are you going through the same problem that maybe 10 billion more going through the same thing? But the problem is, or the answer is how you handle it. These things come to make you strong, not to make you weak. When we give in to them, that makes you weaker. But they come to remind you that God brought me through this thing yesterday. He brought me through the other thing the year before. He brought me from that thing right there. He been bringing me from day one up to now. And since he brought me through all of that, he's going to bring me through this and this and this and this and that. Each time we're supposed to be gaining more faith and getting stronger, because the stronger our faith, the stronger we are. We got to say, Jesus and I, we got it. Hallelujah. So they not the one single temptation that you've been through that others have already been through, had not already been through. But now it's saying, but God. I love that part. Say it three times. Your temptations that you have, they may seem to be able to pull you under. But God, what about God? He won't ever let you down. He's faithful, dependable. You can count on him. Hallelujah. You can lean on him. Hallelujah. You can call him anytime, any day, under any situations or circumstances. Hallelujah. But God is faithful. He said he would. And he will. He never, ever leaves me. Okay. Although you may feel like he's gone, he ain't gone nowhere. He's just waiting for you to invite him in. All right. One thing God does not do, he does not force his blessings on nobody. He puts them out there before you, all right, for you to grasp and hold on to. The devil's going to try you. Sometimes want to make sure that you really want that blessing you asked for. The devil is not going to allow too many blessings to come your way that he don't try to block. And when he tries to block him, he's going to put some obstacles in your way so that you can't make it through. God is faithful. Now, this that next part says, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able? God is faithful. He will not allow anything to come on you. Okay. All right. That you're not able to handle. So why are you complaining? You don't believe God can handle it? You don't believe he's not going to keep it from harming you to the point that you can't take it? He didn't say he wouldn't keep it from you. All right? But he, anything that come your way, he said you're able to handle it. God is faithful. All right? Can I borrow about three people or four? Okay. Dr. Lewis is with me. I'm going to be God for a little bit. Okay. The other three, I'll be some temptations coming through the day. Okay. So move over here so we have more room to move. You get behind me. All right. Now, I'm going to let one temptation come at a time. Try to get to them. All right. He ain't gonna let nothing come on you. Because he can't handle those. Now, Digger James, you come on by. Come on by. Keep on. Okay. See? Okay. Now, he allowed that temptation to get by. Because he's able to withstand it. She's able to handle that, but she couldn't handle these two. And since she couldn't handle those two, they were blocked. God will not allow them to come on you. That more than you are able. Thank you. Notice that he won't punch them. He was just blocking them. Now maybe next week he might have been able to handle Elder's guest. And he would allow her to come through. But not until you're ready to handle it. All right. But with the temptation also make a way to escape. All right. So the temptation that got by, he also got a way for them to get out of it. She was able to endure it for so long. When you get to the point that you can't endure it, then he opens the door for deliverance. Okay. And that ye may be able to bear it. All right? God is able. I'm reminded of the story of David the shepherd. All right? David went to see his brothers that were fighting in the army with Saul. And when he got there, he found out the Israelites on one side in the mountains and the Philistines on the other side on the mountain. And there was a valley between the two. Hallelujah. Now, the Philistines sent them out a champion named Goliath. Goliath was a giant, 9 feet and a half tall. That's a tall person. Huge person. But here's little David, just a teenager, keeping his father's sheep. But he heard them crying out when he approached the camp of the Israelites. Philistine saying, send me out a champion. And there's so many words, so we can settle this. All right? And if I defeat you, you will serve me as slaves. The Philistine, that is. And vice versa, if you defeat me, we'll do the same. All right? And so David heard that, and he asked the other soldiers that were nearby, who is this uncircumcised Philistine that dare to defy the Lord our God, the name of the Lord? Who is he? And they told him what was going on. David went to Saul and said, fear not. Don't let your heart fear you. All right? For I will destroy this uncircumcised Philistine. But Saul said, you ain't but a child. This man is a warrior and been trained to be a warrior all his life. He was small in stature, but he insisted on going in the name of the Lord. In other words, they're saying, Jesus and I, we got this Philistine. You got to say that to your Philistines. You got giants in your life that you don't seem to be able to conquer, but you just need to regroup yourself and say, Jesus, I need you. And together we are going to conquer this foe. And so Saul cried to put him on his vessel. Too big for David and too heavy for him too. And so he gave him back and said, I can't wear you. All right. I will go with what the Lord has given me. Tell your neighbor, you don't need nothing extra. You just need to go with what the Lord has given you. And he's giving you his word. His word is ought to be good enough. Because his word never fails. How many know his word never fails? Hallelujah. You can defeat any foe with the word of God. And the knowledge and wisdom and power how to use his word. Hallelujah. And to make the long story short, David said to the giant, before we done that, he went by the brook, picked him up 5 smooth stones, put him in his shepherd patch, and got his slingshot and headed towards Goliath. And Goliath began to belittle him, but saying, am I a dog that you come to me with your slingshot? I will take your head from your body, and the fowls of the air shall eat your flesh. But David said, you come to me with your sword, your shield, and your spear. But I come in the name of the Lord of hosts. And we will this day take your body down, and with your own shield, your own sword, I'll take your head off. And the bird of the air shall eat your flesh today. David picked up 5 stones, but he only needed 1. God always gives you more than enough. He just don't give you what you ask for, but he give you that plus more. Didn't I tell you you were born of the conqueror? And David reached in his pouch, pulled out 1 smooth stone, put it in his sling and wind it up and let it go. The stone hit Goliath in the forehead and knocked him to the ground. David now goes and stands on him, taking his sword from Goliath and cut his head off. Jesus and I got more than enough. Hallelujah. And now get back to my text. It said, for I have learned. Tell you that you learn and need to learn. Jesus told you, come unto me, all you labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. So Paul tells us here, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. See, you don't need to pray for that. You got to learn it. It's a lesson God tried to teach us. We got to learn it. You got to learn how to be content. Don't pray, ask people to pray for it. You got to learn it. Because them praying for it ain't going to do you no good until you put forth the effort to learn it. I learned how to act. I learned how to be holy. I learned how to be right. I learned how to do the right thing. I learned how to trust in God. I learned how to lean on him. I learned how to have joy, peace and happiness. I learned. Right? See, somebody asked, how can you stay calm in all this? It's because I learned how to not let my heart be troubled. I learned that it's all right to have joy in the midst of the storm. I learned that the battle is not mine, it's the Lord. I learned how to do like the Paul said, stand. And everything else come up against it, stand. With my shield in my hand, stand. Hallelujah, with the word of God in my hand, stand. With the helmet of salvation on my head, stand. With the loins girded with truth, stand. Stand in the word. Hallelujah. Stand in the word. So it says, I learned how to, in whatever state I am, there will to be satisfied. See, our problem is we're never satisfied. We just want more and more and more and more and never thankful for what you already got. Well, we don't appreciate it that we even thought aside, I don't want this no more. I want something new. If that's new, then you want something else new. All the time is a won't. Not satisfied, not saying, Lord, I thank you for what I got. Because it could be that I didn't have this. Hallelujah. So learn to be content. I know both how to be down low, and I know how to be up in the mountain. I know that wherever things that I can be, have to be both full and hungry. We've been instructed how to be full and hungry. How to be abound and how to suffer. And so notice that he didn't leave suffering out. I know how to handle them when I'm suffering. I know how to handle it when I ain't suffering. Okay. And learn how to be full and abound and yet suffer needs. I can do all things. He learned that we can do all things as long as I have Jesus with me. I can do all things. As long as we got Jesus and we follow his lead, we can do all things. Isn't that good? But we got to have Jesus. Don't get started first and then call him. Now you left from home. All right? But call him first. Ask him to lead you through this day. Cover you all day long. Guide your mind and heart. Guide your spirit. Hallelujah. Take charge of my life. And then whatever comes your way. Remember that God allowed it to. For it said, in everything, give God thanks. For this is the will of Christ Jesus. And the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning each and every one of us. So it doesn't come on you unless it's God's will. And his will must be done. So receive it, because, and I close on Romans 8:28. And you know. See, that's how much you learn. Okay. That all things working together for the good of them that love God. Calling to especially those who are called according to his purpose, not ours. We want things going the way we want them to go, don't we? But it's got to go by God's way. Okay. When you're going against it, you're going against the grain and make it worse. Because you're going against it, it's not going to alleviate it. It's just going to intensify it. But if you go along with it in the name of Jesus and do it the way God said do it, your problem, even though it's still there, is no longer bothering you. And that's the way you get through with it. All right? You won't get rid of the problem. You learn how to cope with it and receive it as joy. But this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And you know that all things are working together for good of them that love God. All right? And called according to his purpose. Me or Jesus and I, we got it. Alright. Let's say it again 3 times. Jesus and I, we got it. Jesus and I, we got it. Jesus and I, we got it. The victory. We can tell the devil, bring it on. Because all you can do is bless me. Everything you do against me, God's going to turn it for my good. Hallelujah. Gospel invitation is extended. Whosoever will, you may come. If you don't have Jesus in your life as your Lord and Savior, now is your time to come and allow him to be in your life so that you too can say, Jesus and I, we have it. Hallelujah. We can handle this problem. We can conquer every foe. You will be delivered by the hands of Jesus. If you're unchurched and needing the church, now's your time to come. Hallelujah. If you have other concerns than need, cast your cares upon the Lord. Now is your time to come. Doors of faith are open. You choir singing, gospel invitation extended.